The state is proposing a new rule for the Northeast Kingdom's Great Hosmer Pond. And as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, the draft language takes the unprecedented step of limiting the hours when rowing sculls and racing shells can be on the water to make room for other uses, including high-speed motorboating.
Use of racing shells and rowing sculls is prohibited on the ponds between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. and the hours of 7 p.m. and sunrise, from the last Saturday in May through the first Monday in September.
That is Vermont Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Emily Bodecker reading the draft language that she's proposing be added to the rules for Great Hosmer Pond in Craftsbury and Albany. If it makes it through the state's rulemaking process, it will become part of the official rules for the pond, along with existing restrictions on aircraft and a ban on jet skis. And it will be the first time the state has limited non-motorized boating on public waters. Bodecker says the language she's proposing speaks to a unique situation at Great Hosmer, a long, narrow pond with a diverse set of users, including campers and athletes who come to the Craftsbury Outdoor Center for rowing instruction and practice.
It's almost like a really elongated hourglass, and so forcibly, users are quite close to each other. It's not like some of our larger lakes where you've got much more open space.
Troy Howell is managing director of sculling programs at Craftsbury Outdoor Center. While piloting a low-speed motorboat called a coaching launch, he says it's the pond's geography that makes it a great place to row.
The long narrowness of it and the shelteredness of it makes it far superior to just about any body of water that I can name within 100 miles of here.
Motorboating fast enough to cause a wake is illegal in most Vermont ponds the size of Great Hosmer, but it's one of six ponds where the State Water Resources Board grandfathered high-speed motorboating as a normal use when it made the original rule for the pond in 1995. However, it's illegal to travel more than 5 miles per hour within 200 feet of shore and of other people and objects on the pond. And that's why motorboat users are upset with the number of rowers, as Howell explains.
When the pond is empty of human-powered craft, there are a couple of areas, particularly in the wider portion of the lower lake, where it's possible to be more than 200 feet from shore and tow someone. And that seems to be an issue in this conflict.
One of the people on the motorboat side of the conflict is Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George, whose family's had a camp on the pond for decades. In an email this week, she said she and others are no longer speaking out on the issue due to negative attention they've received. On the other side of the conflict is the Outdoor Center, which has up to 35 campers and 7 coaches on the water during its summer rowing camps. The nonprofit center has voluntarily capped the number of campers and the hours they use the pond. In fact, the hours the state is proposing to be shell and skull free on Great Hosmer are times when the center's rowers are already off the pond. But the draft rule language would prohibit all shells and skulls during the specified times, including local residents and others accessing the pond from its public boat launch. That doesn't sit well with Craftsbury resident Gina Campoli. She's a member of the group Friends of Great Hosmer Pond, which formed last winter in order to have a voice in the rulemaking process.
We love the Outdoor Center, and we want to make sure that the Outdoor Center can thrive and benefit us economically through jobs, through associated economic benefits in our shops, in our stores, and in terms of real estate. And also, it really has a great effect on our quality of life in Craftsbury.
Commissioner Bodecker says the point of the proposed draft rule is to move the conversation forward. And she says she'll suspend the rulemaking process if the community comes up with another solution. If the rulemaking process proceeds, Bodecker says the new restrictions should be law by the end of the year. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.